Okay, we'll be in session at 7 p.m. Have you all given your names to Sherry?
Thank you.
All right. Good one for you, Paul.
I make a motion we approve the minutes, the payrolls, and the payables. Need the three, one of them.
What's that?
I need one of them, I'm saying.
So do I.
Okay.
You threw them all in the ball.
No, I just threw the one.
All righty. Moving along, we reviewed and approved the minutes and the bills and the payroll, signed the orders. Open forum, we have Petty Gallery here this evening. I don't know who came through the door first, but somebody speak up and.
Hi, good evening. My name is Mary Beth Harrison, and I'm here tonight with some Wells residents to ask about the Declaration of Inclusion and wondering why it wasn't passed at a recent spring select board meeting. 73% of the voters said yes on their ballot, their questionnaire back in March, and all the surrounding Vermont towns of Wells has passed their declaration. So we're asking tonight for the reasons why the motion was not seconded, and very much hoping that you'll reconsider and bring it to another vote to support the people who did answer yes for the Declaration of Inclusion. Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add to that before we get into a discussion? Okay, that being said, we'll move on. It was just our thought at the time with what was going on nationally, locally, statewide. We've always been an inclusive town. We have never, to the best of my knowledge, and I've only been on Earth for 76 years, but we've never shied anybody away, refused to sell anybody a piece of property or refused them anything else. I ran a business here in town for 20 years next door. We just decided until we learned a little more about it that we would just stand pat on what was going on. Since then, there has been some national politics on it. Our leader has professed his intelligence about it. And I don't know where it's going or where it's going to end up. But I just, at the time that we discussed it, I don't think any of us felt that it was something that we needed to jump on immediately. We had two gentlemen from that are the responsible people. They were here. They spoke to us. I had several conversations with one of them, and then they weren't going to come to a meeting in person. They were going to come online, but they ended up coming to the meeting as soon as they figured out where Wells was. And it wasn't as far as they thought it was, and we listened to them and we discussed it with them, and we just decided at this point in time to just give it some more thought. That's kind of where it stands.
There was one other thing, is when they were online after it, the verbiage that we put forth to everybody, they then said, oh, well, wait a minute, that changed, it should be this. Oh, wait a minute, that should be that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go forward with this when it keeps changing like this. It just wasn't something that was set in stone. And because of everything Don said, that was my reason, like, no, I'm not going to keep doing this where things keep changing like that. That was just my feeling. And plus everything Don said.
I mean, it's not dead. We tabled it, basically, is what we've done until we could learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand we did put it, that was one of the things we wanted to do. That's why we put it out as a poll during election, if you remember. We
yes.
spoke of it. Mm-hmm. Just to see how everybody else felt. Because I certainly am not an expert on it. And that was, I mean, we have the results, obviously. But that's kind of where it stands right now until we figure out what's going on nationally and statewide and everything else. I spent over an hour talking to Chris Fisher, one of our legislators, and we've lost a huge amount of money due to the lady that is the Homeland Security person. Apparently she can control a checkbook too. I don't really understand how politics is working in this country. I have never seen anything like this in my life, but what am I, you know? So that's basically why we're just kind of standing pat to see where the one smoke clears, where we end up.
Sure. Okay. Bill Harrison, husband of Maribel. We live over on the lake. The historically, when a polling question has been put to the public, has it been, you know, the position of the select board to decide which, you know, when you would, you know, agree with or disagree with? Like, you know what, you know, if there's been 170 people in, you know, in Wells who decided that if this is something that should be adopted or at least acknowledged. So have there been other questions in a similar vein or in other areas where
the only discussion that that I can remember was a polling item was back when we bought the Delaney property, which I'm going back a few years. We put out a survey, I believe at an election time, perhaps not at an election time, I can't remember. And asking questions, what would people like to see done with the Lakeside Park? What would they like to see done with, with the woods? And it was, you know, a multi-question survey. We got a feeling, and basically that's what's been done, was what the people talked about and what they did. That's the only, there may have been others, but right off the top of my head, I don't remember. Maybe perhaps our clerk could refresh my memory. That's the only one I can remember, was the survey when we bought the park property. And like I say, I believe that was 18 years ago, 17 years ago.
And then my understanding is there was a motion to accept, but there wasn't a second. Is that a normal parliamentary procedure that you take? Like, you know, why not just ignore it? Why not then bring it to a vote?
I just explained that.
Could you explain it again, please?
Basically, we had questions due to what's going on federally, statewide, right, and locally,
right,
in the state of Vermont and in the United States. And we, you know, it isn't that we're against it or for it, or we're just kind of sitting on the fence. Shortly after we had the two fellows here that discussed it with us, our president came out and eliminated all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally watch the news, but I happened to catch it that night, and he eliminated this whole deal. It's been rather obvious what his feelings are if you follow what goes on in Washington. And, it's, like I said, we had questions and we just didn't have a firm direction one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm a little confused as to what you're referring to it as.
What's that?
You keep saying it.
The Declaration of Inclusion. I just thought it was easier to say it than Declaration of Inclusion every time I mentioned it.
So you said in the beginning that you believe Wells is an inviting space and that you do not exclude anybody from my...
No, that's not what I said. I said, in my memory and my knowledge, I don't ever remember anybody in any business that's in town, which there's obviously not a lot of businesses in town, my own business included, where people were not treated as they should be treated, whether they were white, green, black, blue, whatever, speaking English, speaking Spanish, whatever.
So isn't that something you would want to advertise the town as being accepting of?
I believe on our opening, have you ever looked at our website? I believe the opening page of our website basically states that. I can't remember exactly how it does, but just punch in wells.com and it'll pop right up on your phone and says that Wells is a welcoming community. Am I correct on that? I can't remember the exact verbiage, but.
And can you explain how this inclusion is different than that?
It's just not something.
No, it's not different. It's kind of the same thing. We already have.
Right, so why wouldn't you adopt it if it's already something that we do?
I've explained it twice. I just explained it to him twice, and now you're asking me the same question.
You're not explaining it.
I said that we had questions. Things were going on politically.
Okay, we're not talking politically. This is a town of 73% of people who have decided that they want to.
I understand that.
The people who voted. So that's what you are telling your constituents, and those are who you're using your voice for.
What's that?
Those are the people that you are using your voice for as one of our council people.
Right.
That is your mission. Do you understand that?
I'm not ignorant, ma'am.
Right.
I think you're a little out of order when you start shooting darts at me.
I'm not shooting any darts.
Well.
I'm trying to clarify the issue here, and excuse my need to clarify, but that's what this is about, is we need clarification for what exactly you don't want to adopt this inclusion.
I didn't say we didn't want to adopt it. I said we tabled it.
Okay. At that time, we did not approve it. And like my reasoning was when we read the thing, the gentlemen that came here were online. They're like, oh, well, that's changing. We need to add this. We need to add that. I don't understand why we need to add all this stuff. Why is it every little thing has to be listed? I don't know if anybody's having an issue in this town as far as being included. Why does it have to be something in writing unless there is a being? Well, I'm sorry, but unless somebody has specifically made you feel not good for some reason, I don't know.
You feel not included. 73% of the town wanted this declaration.
And because there was not, there was changes to what we had put forth to the town, he wanted something different put into writing after that. I'm like, well, that's not what we voted on. You changed it. Then you can bring it to the vote in March. You can do a petition and have it put on the ballot in March and it can be voted on. And that's a vote, not a poll. That would be a vote. And at that point, it would be.
Is that how you're recommending that we move forward?
If that's what you want, because right now we're not, with like everything Don said, I mean, there was too many things changing, wording wanted to be changed after we had done the written poll. And I'm like, well, you know, now it's not even the same as what we had asked the town. It was something different. And I was just, there was too much wishy-washy to it. And with everything that was going on with the new, you know, we thought it was going to just be eliminated altogether. We're like, well, at this point, I don't want to.
I really don't think that you should be taking what's going on in Washington, D.C.
But that's why we tabled at the time, because it was going to be eliminated, the whole inclusion thing, because.
Okay, so you all believe that diversity, equity, and inclusion should be eliminated.
I didn't say that.
Ma'am.
That's what I need to clarify.
Ma'am, I think you're going way overboard. Number one, I ran a business in Connecticut for many years. It started with my father in 1949. And we had about 140 people working for us. Many of them were women. Many of them were black women. Many of them were Hispanic women. And everybody got along fine. We never were unionized. We were never even, the thought never came of it. I played softball with, you know, don't go there and tell me I'm discriminatory.
No one said that, sir. You are being defensive. All I want.
Yeah, I am, because you can't, you know, you
right now, and what the town said to you, 73% of the people that voted in this town wanted this passed.
But 73% of the people in town did not sit here and listen to the program.
It wasn't 73% of the town. It was 73% of the voters.
And that's why you all are having questions about it. But you're still going against 73% of what this town asked you to do.
It was the voters, not the town. So okay. Get your numbers right.
Voters are the people who voted you in, too.
My point is, the game changed as we went along. The two fellas, 73% of the town did not sit here for an hour listening to the two fellas that brought the program forth and then came back to a meeting via Zoom, and a whole bunch of stuff had changed. You didn't hear all of that. I don't believe. I mean, maybe you did.
Well, now I think we're understanding that, and I'm reading it, and it is different than what we were presented.
Exactly.
Voted, and that's what I was trying to say.
Nobody told us.
And right. So.
And I believe that we told. I can't. I'm sorry to say I can't remember names. I'm terrible at names, anyways. But
yeah, I can't remember
the fellow's name that ran the thing. He was from up north somewhere. I don't remember where even. But anyways, I talked to him several times. Emailed him. Several times he emailed me long before he came to the meeting, and with what he came forth with was different than anything I ever had. And then we had the second go round, and that was different again. So basically, we left it that when, I mean, not to be disrespectful, but that when they got their act together and figured out what direction they wanted to go where, we would review it again. And that's what's happened. And this thing's on 24/7, and he hasn't called me or emailed me, or I haven't heard a word from him.
Part of it, I don't think the poll was very expressed enough or explained enough to people understood what you were involved with, what the poll was.
Well, we don't know what people thought, so I just know when we reviewed it and we talked about it, it was then changed. And with it being changed, I'm like, now we're changing wording, and I was not comfortable voting on it when they wanted to have different wording put in. So we said no at the time, and he said, can we come revisit this on our time? I said sure. So I mean, the way to go would be to do a petition to have it on the ballot. I mean, a poll is a poll. I mean, it's just for us to get a way of where it is. But then when it changed, I'm like, no. And I'm not going to do another poll again. So.
But it changed before the motion was made? The verbiage?
Yes, because we had the results. And then the gentleman were speaking on it. And we read back what the poll had said. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Well, we changed it some to say this and that. And I'm like, well, that's not what you told us. And now it's different.
Basically, what we put on the poll was different than what he told us when he was sitting here.
No, when it was online.
When he was online, he wasn't sitting here.
Because I used exactly the copy he gave me that night they came to the meeting.
And he told us, well, that's not really what we talked about. Well, that's what you said.
And the
I mean, we basically took his verbiage verbatim, and then it became different. And
the differences were so glaring that you said, no can do. Because I don't know what the differences were.
We did not say we couldn't do it. We tabled it.
Well, we did at the time.
That means
came back with a right
either point. Look into it further, wait for a different answer, or attempt to find out what caused what. That is what we're doing. We have, like I say, I have not heard back from them. Anybody else have any questions about it?
We can have a public meeting or public discussion about it. If that's what you want to pursue.
I mean, that's...
People would understand more what is going on because it has changed from what the poll was. And I don't think most people didn't understand really what the poll was.
I mean, that's something we could do. We could get him or... There's two guys that we dealt with, and I don't know how many people are actually on the committee. And I, like I say, I cannot remember their names. I can go look up his emails, but off the top of my head, I can't remember it. We could attempt to get him here and have a public meeting. And then you guys could see what the story is firsthand, and we'd all know. Thank you.
We did exactly what he gave me, this paper. And then when we started going through it, he says, oh, we got to add this, we got to add that. And I wrote my notes in here. And I'm like, well, now it's totally changed. And I just,
And those changes were after what was posted on the ballot?
Correct. On the poll. It was not on the ballot. Yes.
They came to the RIF to a meeting, a select board meeting, just like you folks.
Yeah.
They gave a program. He spoke. And then, I don't know what it was, maybe the next meeting or before the next meeting. Or
We had it for the, when the, we had the vote in town to have it as a sheet for people to fill out if they wanted to. Some people didn't fill it out at all. They didn't even want to bother with it. So, because it was an actual voting thing. Some people did. Then when they came to our next meeting on via Zoom to find out what the results were. And that's when we started talking to them about it. And then we talked about this is, you know, we were thinking about, you know, we were doing to accept it. And we started reading and they're like, oh, wait a minute. Well, this has changed some. There's this and this and this. When Don was asking for a motion to accept it, and he started changing the wording on it. So.
I mean, I can reach out to him and get him here. And, you know, I can. I can ask him to
make the request.
Show up, and perhaps he will, perhaps he won't. I mean, I don't even know if he's still around here. I haven't heard a word since whenever that was.
I don't. This was just the copy he gave us.
Well, it would have been.
Well, it had to have been February. February, March. No, because it was before the vote.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it would have been February. Any other questions? All right. Anybody else have anything for forum? I'll get you up in a minute, Steve. Are you folks here for the Inclusion Act, or are other people here for other things?
I just saw that you have Westlake listed on the agenda, and I just wanted to acknowledge, thank you for attending, to bring your attention to it, so that's why I'm here.
Okay. Well, we haven't got that far yet. Oh. All right. So we'll move on to correspondence. This is a pyrotechnics permit from Kevin Mossman. He owns K&M Pyrotechnics in, I believe, New Jersey. Yes. He is taking over the official, unofficial Lake St. Catherine fireworks display. So he has asked us to, he has sent all his location, so forth, fireworks display permit, picture of the lake with where he's going to do it, so forth, so on, his IDs. He's got his insurance certificate. I don't know how it goes. This is something that's been done on the lake for, well, 20 years.
They still use Jack's pole when they set it up?
As he told me the other day, he is going to use Jack's same float. However, he's Mr. Robertson's the village clerk, and Granville is the guy that's run it the last couple of years. Previous to that, it was Jack Williams and a couple other guys. Previous to that, it was Jeff Harrison and a couple guys. It's kind of filtered down through since they started doing it. I believe Jeff was the first one to do it back, I don't know, gotta be 20 years, give or take. And Jack no longer wants to be involved per se, other than using that float they've got. The only thing that's different, he's got a GoFundMe page, which I've seen. And also, he's moving it down. I believe he's going to do it.
Who is back here?
Horseshoe Bay. Yeah, I was looking for the verbiage when it.
Oh, I didn't know if that's picture. Yeah, he's changing it.
Okay. Display will. Excuse me, I'm writing to formally request permission to host a fireworks display the evening of Friday, July 4th, 2025. I wouldn't pick a Friday or Saturday the way we're going, but I've had 26 rainy ones, but perhaps you'll get lucky. Anyways, rain date of Saturday, July 5th. The display is planned to begin at approximately 9:30 and will be launched from a barge located near the sunken island, position roughly 500 feet offshore, between Otwater Bay and Horseshoe Bay, the Lake St. Catharines West Shoreline. Display will feature a combination of consumer and professional grade fireworks. The majority of the shells used will be 3 and 4 inch diameter in size, with only a limited number of 5 inch shells included in the program. All fireworks will be handled by properly licensed and insured professionals with certificate insurance, naming the town of Wells, and the list, is listed as a certificate holder will be added to the policy. For this event, I have petitioned my insurance company for this already. For public safety, there'll be a 500-foot exclusion perimeter around the barge, which will be effectively enforced by lighted floating markers to deter boat traffic. These barrier markers will be placed July 3rd. The barge itself will be moved into position the day of the show, July 4th, for the safety after the show. Flashing yellow beacons will remain on the barge, which that's a good idea. They've never done that before. As the evening warning to avoid on the barge, as an evening warning to avoid the mid-lake object. The day after the show, the barge will be removed from the shoot location. Attached to this letter are copies of certificate insurance, relevant permits, licensure documentation, excuse me, related to the display and handling the fireworks. Thank you for considering this request. Please feel free to contact me. Kevin Mossman.
I make a motion we approve the permit for the fireworks.
I would dare not approve it. After that many years, no fireworks. I'll be out of town.
Yeah, those were that too. As I put it out.
We all have signed it.
Oh, okay.
I have a letter here from Amanda Butler, address Benora. Who should I talk to or beg for more speed enforcement? The detour with the Poland Bridge out is certainly changing the traffic flow by our house in a concerning way. Let me know if I should talk with Don or just put the calls out to the police. That is an interesting thing. The bridge is back open to normal vehicular traffic. It's not open to trucks. Probably what I should do, I guess, probably is get a hold of our highway liaison and run it by him and see what they'll do. I mean, we can mention it to the sheriffs when they're in town to kind of pay attention to Route 30, but I haven't really noticed an excessive amount of traffic. But.
So where's the problem they're talking about?
Well, the 31 bridge is open, but it's closed.
Yeah.
So trailer trucks, which Route 30 is not a trailer truck route. Most of the trailer trucks you can see are going.
Right.
There are your food delivery trucks or milk trucks picking up milk. Or,
but this complaint, this is on Route 30?
Yeah, she lives in Jim and Dick Meyer's old house, I believe. And that was, yeah. Right, but 2 hours down from where Burberry is, the one that sits way back from the road.
Do you know what the detour sign is between the church and the library?
It's pointing out that somebody coming from that way knows that they have to take a detour on 30 rather than going to 31. For the same
because
detour.
There's one going this way, and then if you come to the stop sign, there's a detour that says go that way. So it's kind of a little confusing. It doesn't say what. So I was like, oh my God, is there construction going on up ahead? So I have to detour.
It's for the same deal on South Pulteney Bridge.
So I think it should have more.
30, is that a state trooper problem?
Yeah. Which, good luck with that.
Yeah. That's the same thing as that.
A lot of ways from Dunkin' Donuts.
They have to go on the bridge going down North Street. I was going to suggest that maybe they've.
Well, it's not just 31. They're also closing somewhere south Pulteney, east Pulteney.
The bridge is on South Pulteney Road.
Right, but they're closing south east Pulteney, too.
140.
Right now for.
From,
yes, they're closing that for a week or two.
Yeah, but that shouldn't bother us.
Well, that's why I didn't know if the one coming up from East Wells when it showed detour going this way, if that's what that's for, not for 31. Because that's where they would be coming from. But it should label that. It should say that.
I've seen an Amazon truck with a giant one get stuck. They went up East Wells Road at 4 o'clock in the morning a couple weeks ago. So they must have missed the detour sign.
A delivery truck? Or
no, not a delivery truck, like a tractor trailer.
Oh. Well, you can go that way if they like. I think most of them are using 22. I mean, guys that are going somewhere, Route 30 is not a truck road.
People, they get there, they don't realize what's going on until they get there. A lot of tractor trailer trucks, it seems like there's even two today that come all the way. And down Worth Street and now. And I go on Route 30 all the way around.
Well, this one.
But were they local delivery truck drivers or?
Well, the tractor trailer, I think this one was Swift, and I'm not sure what the other one was now.
Yeah.
No, there shouldn't be any deliveries on North Street. They just burned it.
Oh, no, we had an house go up by there the other day.
Yeah.
Actually, two halves. I mean, you do get dump trucks and so forth. Joey Clark's milk trucks use 30 all the time. And he has farms to the north here that he picks up. All right, I will notify the state police. That's about what we can do. All right, I have on the East Wells Road slide. I have Gina has been working with Caitlin. Caitlin is from Edmund Kesselring, as we all know, she's in one of the engineers on the project, trying to get ready to go to bid. And we're have all our permits in place. And the only problem we're having is with the landowner. And our engineer is recommending that we get some kind of a letter from our landowner as to the fact that the project will entail what the project entails, not creative work on their property. So that's where we're at with it right now. Gina has met with Merrill, our attorney, and they're trying to iron out the differences. And apparently the property owner has a lawyer. Nobody has seen him or heard of him, but they supposedly have.
Yeah, I see where Merrill wanted to find out who he was.
Yeah, I don't know who, I don't know his name. I believe Gina has all that information. So we're basically at a standstill on that project. I would dare say we have wasted enough time due to the state and the federal government that it's not going to happen this year.
No way.
So that's where that lies. We do have a grant for $200,000, which we'll probably lose that as we keep screwing around.
I know, that's the sad part. How long is that good for? Is that a 2 year?
I think it's 2 years, yeah. So we may in fact be all right. It's just not the way that I was hoping it would turn out after spending months and months or years actually trying to get things squared away. But I tell you. Also have a new law enforcement contract from the Rutland Regional or Rutland Sheriff's Department. Their hourly rate hasn't changed too much. It's 50, what was it last year? 57.49 now.
Yeah, well, it only changed like 50 cents or a buck or something like that. Not much.
You need to entertain a motion on that, and basically it's the same boilerplate as before. We have to furnish them with our
same hours that we had before.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless somebody wants to make a large donation,
make a motion we accept the contract for the sheriff's department of the 125.
Second.
Okay. And the only thing they will renegotiate if fuel gets over 350 a gallon. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Three of us on that one, too.
We'll probably bump up the hours or something.
Wade, I thought he had it in there as he would do it, as we've done in the past. We do have all our permits in place. We have one last permit that went to the wrong address or whatever has been straightened out. That's the stream permit. That's all squared away. We're all good with that.
Yeah, there was, what was that, the hazardous mitigation permit or sort of something like that?
We've got one from the Army Corps of Engineers, one from the environmental people, two from the environmental people. One from stream management or river management or whatever they call themselves. They have four of them.
Plus one from ourselves.
And one from ourselves to ourselves. That would be the floodplain one. Which, don't ask me, I don't understand.
Do you have the MWA letter for the parade?
I have not seen that. I might be in this house.
I didn't spot it when I went to the day.
I just thought of it. No, we got it.
I did send her a deal that we need to have it.
We need to read the email, huh? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we don't really need to have the letter. We know what they we know what they want to do. Same thing Alex did.
Yeah.
So why don't you, seeing you're a stellar member of the Woodman, why don't you make a motion as to what you'd like to have them do or have us do?
Make a motion that we approve the parade, the MWA Carnival Parade for August
2nd,
2025. Okay. I wouldn't dare go against them.
Please go against them. Mm-hmm. Save us work.
I think that's it for
that.
Unless I've got something else floating around here that I didn't that I missed. What's that?
August 2nd.
Oh. All right. We'll move on to old business. Town hall sign.
So I sent you guys what I found. It's free shipping, but it also says with a shipping to a spot with a loading dock. Can't imagine it'd be that big, that'd be a loading dock, but that's what it's saying. And we don't have
a pickup truck, a payloader that'll pick up 10,000 pounds. I don't believe that sign, and we're going to bolt on the wall weighs that much.
I know, but that's what the options are. Do I just go with it?
I would just go with it. I don't believe it'll be a problem.
So do you want me to order it?
We unloaded all those bags for garbage with no problem.
So I know.
You can unload one sign.
And have it delivered to the town office or the town hall garage?
I would have it delivered to the town garage because there's only people here 3 days a week. So.
Well,
and there's only people over there 4 days a week. So maybe I'd have it delivered to my house, but it might not. But,
well, hopefully they'll
No, I would deliver
communicate.
It to the town garage.
Okay. All right. Nora, I'll work with you on that because I might just have you place order because you have all the financial stuff and contact.
Okay. Got out of order, believe it or not. We've already talked about the East World Road slide and the sheriff's contract. Xfinity quote, Tammy.
So they have scheduled times to come, correct, for everybody. The only question we had was on the transfer station. They were at saying something about they would have to install equipment and stuff. I emailed the guy asking if that meant. I have not received a response yet. I guess I'll have to try calling him. But right now, they're just doing their setting up and everything. As far as I know, the rest of it should be good. And they'll submit all the paperwork and stuff in order to switch it over and all that good stuff. So the only one we're not sure of is the transfer station yet.
And Gina and David have been advised of when they're coming.
They were at the town garage today.
What's that?
They were at the garage today.
Yeah.
And Gina knows they're coming to her place. Or did they go to her place today as well? Or to the library as well?
I saw it was a city truck going to record one back.
Nora set up the appointments for me. So.
All right.
Thank you, Nora.
The website, just a little derivative thereof, I'm not particularly impressed, and I guess I was, probably should be chastised, because I was the one that said the lady came with excellent
qualifications.
She would have recommended Eileen.
Well, yeah. She was, and particularly from two municipal leaders. Apparently, they know less about computers than I do. I don't proclaim to be a whiz kid on them. But anyways, long story short, we have a bill here floating around somewhere from her.
A renewal contract.
I would like to not pay it until we can talk to her and either send her down the highway or get her to come up to what we'd like to see. I think every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, when I get up and I go on the town's website and I have to scratch off two or three of Jerry and Georgie and all these people that want to redo our website, needs to stop. And It is not, obviously, as you can attest, you're far more computer literate than I am, that it's not particularly user-friendly.
No.
I think Nora could probably back you up on that. I could be wrong, but... And probably Sherry could throw in her 2 cents while we're sitting here throwing darts at people.
So I'm going to meet with Gina and get her feedback, and then maybe Gina can be involved with a conversation with this person too, with us.
Okay. Nora, would you just hold the bill?
Absolutely.
For the moment. I think we've paid her quite a little money. She's not that destitute for another week or two. The new truck. Well, the new truck is the old truck, sort of. We've got to come up with a figure for and get it advertised to go out for bid. The one we want to sell.
Did you make any headway with getting an idea from anybody? I know you were. You had some.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of people. Around 20 grand. They don't bring much money.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, most people that would be interested in buying a 10-wheeler dump truck don't plow snow with it. Don't need it to spread sand. That's kind of a shot in the dark. The truck is good.
That does come with a plow, right?
What's that?
We're going to sell it with the plow on there.
I think so, because I think the plow...
We have a plow for the new one, right?
Yeah, but I think the plow... I thought about keeping the plow, but I think the plow is different than the... The hookup is different on this truck than the new one. I mean, that truck's a 2008.
I believe that
the hookup on this plow, on these trucks, is different than the hookup on
that one. The plow setup is totally different from the old ones.
What's that?
The new plow on the new car is totally different. The plow works in crypts and put it back.
Yeah. And the newer ones are much easier to put on than they used to be. So I think we need to put a bid in the paper and keep a figure in the back of our heads and see what happens. I noticed Pollitt's had one for sale for 4 years. And it's still, as far as I know, it's still sitting on Richie's lawn, on the lawn across the barn. So I'm assuming that theirs is in a lot rougher shape than ours is, and it's older. But.
Only had one for sale.
Theirs is gone.
Is it?
I don't know what they did with it, but it's not where it was, put it that way. It might be in a garage or out back, but it's not there. So I don't know if anybody has any thoughts other than that, but I guess we got to put it up for sale. And now that we've got the new one, good to go.
I know nothing about details of that stuff, so you'd have to write it all down and put it out for bid. Have Nora send it to the paper, whatever. We do that, just let me know when we do that, please.
Okay, the next item is the LHMP. We've got to get a bid out, or a request for a bid form, and get that going so we can get it done before November, I think it is. December, I can't remember what month it's got to be done in. But
what is that, the slide?
No.
Bid for what?
Local hazard mitigation plan. Which we've never used, but we have to have one. But we have to now, and the Rutland Regional Planning doesn't do it. They do it, but you have to put it out for bid. And if somebody, there are some contractors that will do it, perhaps, or you can have them, they will do it still. It's not done by Rutland Regional anymore. It's under the state jurisdiction. So that's where that's at. I finally got a hold of the right woman. She said she emailed me 2 months ago, and I never got the email. And then miraculously, She called me the other day and said she had sent me an email to with a bid, proper bid forms to go for bid.
I didn't see it on our.
It's on there. It's from.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Carol Lasky.
It was the day after she came here.
Yeah. I did see that. I saw that today. I was like,
yeah, because they called me and wanted to know why we had to bid it. And I said, well, she said, well, so-and-so got a hold of it. No, she did not. Well, that was 2 months ago. I said, I understand that, but she still has not got a hold of me. And then the next day, miraculously, I got an email. Funny how that works. So I guess we got to get that. Now, the next fiery item is the planning. We have some issues. I've made just kind of a quick list here of my thoughts. My number one item is the bickering needs to stop. We're not living with one another. We're not eating with one another. We're having a meeting with one another. The raised voices, bickering, screaming, and assorted other things that happen need to stop. I could not attend the last meeting, but I did listen to it, and the last few minutes were extremely disgusting. It wasn't ended properly. Communications amongst board members or commission members were way, way out of line. I don't ever want to see or hear that again. I don't think anybody else does. A couple of the other items that the minutes, these rules that I'm about to go over are not our rules. They're state statutes. There's a whole raft of green books in the vault. You're more than happy to sit down and read them and make sure that I'm not BS. Number one, the agenda needs to be properly written and posted 48 hours ahead of time, ahead of your meeting. The minutes need to be properly submitted, and you have 5 days to do that. Like, for instance, our meeting is tonight. Our minutes have to be available to the public in 5 days. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Rosh Hashanah, Hanukkah, Easter, whatever. It's 5 days. They don't really care.
Not business days, regular days.
It's 5 days. And if your meetings are not announced, like our meetings, we don't have to post our meetings as to when we're having one. For the last 260 years, it's been every other Tuesday. So you can pretty much guarantee that there won't be a meeting next week, but there will be the next Tuesday. If you do that, you don't have to post them. If your meetings are somewhat random or not laid out a year ahead of time, then you have to post that there'll be a meeting the third Wednesday of next week or whenever you're having it.
So the planning commission meetings, when they're the fourth Wednesday, is that we don't have to post them because that's the standard unless we have a special meeting or something changed. Right.
Special meeting, you have to post 48 hours ahead of time. An emergency meeting, you don't have to post. You have to keep minutes and everything the same as you normally.
If we have a scheduled meeting, you don't have to post them because that's the
scheduled meeting. If you declare that that's what you're going to do when you have your organizational meeting, which I'm getting to that too, that should be the first meeting you have. Either have a special meeting or have it the first meeting after Election Day in March, which is the first Tuesday in March, or the first Tuesday after the first Monday, or whatever it is. First Tuesday in March, give or take. And normally, like, we usually have our organizational meeting because of the ballot thing and having to go to Middletown Springs with ballots and stuff and not getting done till 10 or 11 o'clock. We usually have our organizational meeting on Wednesday night, which is a special meeting, and it's posted as such. And that's when we appoint our officers and fence viewer and wearer of cold and tree counter and all this other stuff. So that's pretty much it. The other thing that I would like to see done is I would like to see your minutes done the same as ours online, so that if any of these folks sitting here in the gallery want to watch a meeting or have a planning question or something, they can see what's going on and ask the question.
Do you want them recorded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just like we're doing right here. That's what that computer is for.
No, we just record it with audio, not visual.
Correct.
That's all that.
Unless you want visual, that's totally up to you. It's just audio.
No, either way, but I mean, the easiest thing to do is plug in a computer and go on to the Zoom thing and.
That's what we do. We just record the meetings. We can do that.
Also, the minutes per this book here, and you're more than welcome to take my book and read it. Big one, that one. The minutes have to be a representation of what happened. They're not word for word of every word that was said. Don talked about the East Wells Road slide and stated that the permits are all in place. Now, I have to say that I said this permit took a month, this one took 6 years or whatever. Just a general overview of what happened. We don't have to put in that Susie was sick, Sally went out to dinner with her husband, Fran was in Maine. It's irrelevant. You list who was here for members of the commission, who was here for the public, just as Sherry did when these folks came in. You guys all came in. She's got them on a list. So that somebody can't say, oh, I was at that meeting. No, you weren't. Or yes, you were. And that's what I would like to see changed. And that's my story. I don't know whether these two guys have anything to add or subtract or whatever. But I think we got off to a real good start. I was pretty impressed. We had a functioning plan, a functioning group, and then all of a sudden it was like somebody came to the edge of the earth and drove off or something. I don't know. It just went down the drain. That's where I'm at.
It isn't typically the chairman is to ensure what the agenda is.
What?
The chairman kind of initiates what the agenda is, adds the fact what it is.
Normally what I do, and I don't know if it's, I think it's pretty much according to Hoyle. The Wednesday before our next meeting, I usually get a hold of Nora or Sherry, and I go over the agenda, that like tonight's agenda, and if there's something that's ongoing, like for instance East Wells Road slide, I say leave that on, take this off, whatever. And then I call Paul and I say, Paul, do you have anything for the agenda? He says yes, no, maybe. I call Sherry. I call
Tammy.
Yeah, that's it. I know what that was coming. I couldn't remember her name. Totally have terrible names. Anyways, I call Tammy and ask her the same question, and she'll say, yeah, what about this and what about that? And then everybody's kind of on the same page.
But the agenda, typically you want,
a couple days ahead of
your
meeting. A
couple days ahead of the meeting.
Which can be somewhat of an issue. Because the girls leave here Wednesday. So you can't submit it on Thursday, you can't submit it on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You submit it Monday. In our case, our meeting is Tuesday. That's why we do it the Wednesday, their last day before our meeting the next week. You'll have to, you're a little better because you meet on Wednesday, so you technically can do it on Monday.
Just for clarification, though, because it seems to be a misunderstanding. Sharon, I asked Sharon if she wanted, what she was having an issue with. Was it her computer, how to do Excel, attached an email, whatever. And Fran, I believe you were here for this conversation after the last meeting. And she said attaching emails was one of the issues she had. I said, if you want, I would gladly sit down and help you with that. She said, yes. So I said, okay. So we set up a time to meet. Upon that meeting, out comes the minutes that we've all been looking for. Handwritten, her notes. I'm like, well, these are the ones that everybody's been missing. When we look at the list of the minutes, these are missing from what's online that you guys haven't approved yet. I said, we need to get these typed up and submitted for you guys to approve. So I worked with her to type them because she's not very good at computers. I can tell you that. The last minutes she typed, she didn't save them. She just typed it, delete it, or print it, and then delete it. So the minutes you guys wanted some changes made to, which you see a revised, I guess it should say amended. I apologize if I used the wrong word. We had to retype that whole thing because she didn't save it. So then I worked with her with the written notes to type up the minutes. Made sure she was I wasn't at the meeting. I'm just looking at her notes and working with her. I said, you agree with all this, all that? Yeah. Okay. That's what you guys will see online. Then I said, well, they need to be approved at the next, or looked at the next meeting. So I said, let me start your agenda for you because this is how agendas should be, not just the handwritten. So I started it with her. I said, so it's already started for you for your next meeting. The only thing you got to do is add anything Steve wants or take out or whatever. I said, but you need to talk to Steve about it first. And she goes, well, he never gives me anything. I said, well, if you don't hear from Steve, then you need to reach out to Steve. And that's how I left it with her. Next thing I know, I'm getting a message from Nora saying, hey, do you have that agenda? Sharon's here now, wants it posted. I'm like, oh, I gave her all the files on USB drive. All of them, all the minutes that we typed and that agenda, all on USB, because she didn't bring her computer because it's so old and she couldn't bring it. Okay. So I had to show her on my, yep.
Was she not told that there's 5 computers in this building? And
she was told that. She absolutely was. And that's why I gave her the USB so she could bring it in. So if you guys have changes at your next meeting, they're on this USB, you stick in the computer, you make changes or whatever. So she came down without the USB. Well, Tammy said she gave it to you. I never said that. I gave it to her with the responsibility. Luckily, I did keep a copy, of course. I told Nora, ask her where it is. Oh, it's at home. I guess I could go back there. I'm like, I have it. I'll send it to you. But she came in and said to post that. Not my job to say, hey, did you check with Steve or not? I mean, she's the secretary that posts the agenda and has those responsibilities to check with you because she's always done it. I apologize. It's just not, it wasn't up to me to do it. I just was helping her to know how to properly type up something because she was having that issue. And I know Heather had sent her a template before. That's still above her level. She just is not well with computers.
I just wish I was kept in the loop that was going on because I didn't know, and that's why the miscommunication.
And that happened after you left that meeting that night, the discussion happened.
When you're doing these things in the future, if this occurs again, I need to know this. And I always speak with Sharon every time we have an agenda set.
Okay. I've done that every time. I'm just in the middle. My whole,
I'm just telling you, you spoke your...
That's fine.
Now, I'm telling you, I have set the agenda since we've started the meeting, since I've been the chairman. And I communicate with her at least a week ahead of time. And she's been posting. Now, where? In the future, at the post office and right here, right in the town hall. But anyway, in the future, if this occurs again.
Oh, it's not. I'm not doing it anymore.
but I'm saying all this miscommunication and all the issues.
So did she not communicate with you on this last one at all?
No. No one did. But I.
It wasn't meant to be. It was one of those things. It was actually that Friday after your meeting, we started. I was just helping her with the computer, so I didn't feel I needed to talk to you about that. It involved in a more.
I didn't know any of this mm-hmm. until the day before the meeting was going to happen. So in the future, mm-hmm. I need to know. I'm the chairman. I need to know what's going on. I need to know what's being
well,
done.
Well, we couldn't get a I know Don left messages and stuff, and we couldn't get a hold of you, Steve.
This had nothing to do with that. We didn't talk about the agenda. We didn't.
No.
He didn't tell me. You said the agenda. All I'm saying is, and I don't want to air this out.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm just.
Is, I need to be I'm the chairman. Nobody called me until before the meeting. So that's why the meeting was canceled. And because I didn't set the agenda.
I'm sorry. I don't think I should be the one to be held accountable for your agenda. That should have been Sharon.
Okay.
I apologize for not telling you I worked with her at all. I did want to get all the minutes up to speed because we can be fined for them. That's why when she had them, I saw the opportunity to help her get them typed to come to your meeting for approval.
We didn't have any minutes properly done from February.
Well, we didn't have
September.
Right.
But there, whatever it was,
there were some missing.
It was more than 5 days, put it that way. You can call it whatever you like, but it's still illegal.
The agenda has been set.
And it's not a sick bird.
I've been the chairman properly. And it's been written down and just distributed properly amongst the members of the committee.
So then why weren't your, hold on. So why weren't your minutes approved every meeting? Because like I said, they weren't. Because I was reading the minutes that Sharon had. I mean, you can go out and look out and you can see there's missing. I don't think she brought them to you to approve. I think that's the problem. There were some meetings that she didn't have them there for you guys to approve.
You do it every meeting to approve the minutes.
You can go ahead and read the minutes. I'm just going back and I was reading all your minutes and I went exactly what she wrote and there was nothing. The ones that we have out there, I did not see where they've been approved per her minutes.
But okay. Some of the people, like November, December were screwed up. Because November, we were here, we didn't have quorum, so we didn't have a meeting. So we had no minute meeting.
Right.
Because it wasn't any. In December, things got screwed up and as far as I know, we never set a definitive date for a December meeting. So when it is, and then we had Devin and Logan that go in. So other people were here for that had a quorum, but they still had the meeting, which we really should.
But that meeting's not a meeting if there was no quorum.
Right.
But I encourage you to go online. I encourage you all to go online to make sure nothing's missing. And if you see the ones that I did have on the agenda, as you already did approve them, please feel free to show me where. I mean, and we can scratch what I type, but we don't have them online to have them.
They're not there. They may be done. You may have done everything according to Hoyle.
But I didn't see it in the minutes either that they were.
You can't prove it by us, or you can't prove it, you know.
But the ones that did.
I mean, she may have them in one of her old cars up to her
and
house.
They weren't the ones you did. There was like three other ones, too.
I know, but I say.
The ones you did, yes, were up online, yes.
You need to send us an email. You did not have a meeting. And we put that in the minute in our binders. Okay? Because whenever there's not a meeting, you know, quorum or something of that nature, we need to know that so we can go in there so people aren't looking for those minutes.
Okay?
Yeah. I mean, that's just. Yeah. And you can get fined. If someone catches on that you're not putting your minutes up in the board, that's why they're pushing it because they know. So not only can you and your committee be fined, but so can they.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not up in 5 days, you can all start getting fined. And that's state statute.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to have them typed in up.
Okay.
And I sent you that same video the other day for all of you. I sent it to the library too, so that everyone can be up to snuff on.
Mm-hmm.
These are the newest ones. This is what you have to do. We're not asking you. The state's telling us.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heather?
I actually am next. So the December meeting with Devin, I have emails that I've shared with Tammy where Devin told me in November that he was coming to a meeting with us on that date. He also said he was going to be reaching out to Steve directly to inform him of this. I had provided that information to the group via email multiple times, in addition to Devin having stated he was reaching out directly to Steve. It was three people here that night. So that was not a meeting, but it was an informational meeting that Rutland Regional set, similar to how they had a land use meeting here a couple weeks ago. That's not a meeting of ours. That's them coming and saying, we're coming to meet with you. So you need to be there.
I think everything you said is all well and good. My point is, it's hindsight.
Yeah.
If you look behind you, you're going to run into something. So look ahead and get your act together and plan English. Move forward. We already know all the screw-ups that were made. We don't need to discuss them and rehash them. I've heard them way too many times already. So let's move forward.
One other question is that Sharon told me, said that, I think she said you told us that the minutes, they have to be signed by all of the members that are there?
No. They have to contain the names of the people that are there.
She said she created
it. And when you approve it, then you have to, the approved minutes are signed like we did tonight. That's what we signed the minutes from our last meeting, first thing out of the barrel. We voted to pay the guys' payrolls and the girls' payrolls. We voted to pay the bills, and we signed the meeting, signed the minutes.
So we need to sign them.
Approved and signed.
We approve them.
But you're always a month behind.
Right. But we
the have... minutes that, if somebody comes in tomorrow and wants to read Sherry's minutes, they're unapproved. And
I see.
They're, you know, it's just basically what happened. And
but we have to sign those.
When they're approved. Or after they're approved, I should say. Yeah, you vote on them just like we
do. I just want to make sure that
you make a motion, accept the minutes from the June 6th meeting, and done.
The reason I'm asking that because for the planning committee, because I don't do that either.
You probably should be on that too. Right.
Take care. Have a good evening, folks.
Yeah. And just one more thing while you guys are here, some of you and Steve, for your next meeting. I'm not in favor of approving the appointments for the Rutland Regional Planning Commission right now that you guys put forth. My main concern is Sharon does not have any computer skills whatsoever, and I'm not confident that she will be a good representative for this town to feed us back the information we need. So I would like to have somebody that is more computer applicable, or whatever the word is, and that we can feel confident that we'll do the right thing. And do, because I hear too many times, my car broke down, my computer's not working, this and that. We can't get minutes now when we're supposed to, after we've torn numerous times. I'm just not confident having her as our primary. I've gone back and looked at a lot of things because of all the issues, and maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see, let me finish, where Heather did a bad job of going to these meetings and coming back and reporting to the board and you guys, that should be taken away. I could be wrong, but I really think you guys should really think twice about who the primary person should be. So I'd like you guys to rediscuss that at your next meeting, because at this point I'm not willing to.
We are revoking on what you're saying. You know,
we voted on it twice.
You did. Well, one, yes.
Yeah.
And then it came to us.
Right. Yeah.
Once.
I guess the bottom line is it.
We don't have a say when it's you guys, when you guys do it.
Then you guys vote on it.
Yeah, there's no
point. We voted on it once. The first time you voted on it was illegal.
Right.
No, I said you guys would vote on it.
Well, we wanted to, we would, no, you guys go back and.
Talk about you voted on it twice. No, you didn't. You voted on it once. First time wasn't a meeting, or it wasn't on the agenda for the meeting. The meeting was strictly an organizational meeting.
The results have been the same. So
the board felt that instead of us just picking somebody, that maybe you guys might want to go back and rediscuss it.
So you're suggesting.
I am, yes. Okay. If you would rather us just trump you, we can. But I think maybe you guys, you know, hopefully we can put the past in the past and let's move forward with what's best for the town and the planning commission. I don't foresee us needing a lot of work going forward right now, but we do need to stay on top of things as to what's going on at the Rutland Planning Commission in case something does come up. That's somebody responsible enough that's going to attend those meetings and come forward and put out, you know, this is what went on, or pass on anything that needs to.
Part of the issue, what it was then, is that the representative that we had to go to meetings, but she would never communicate to Steve about what was going on. Or she would take a call them, ask them questions, or have issues, she would call them, and the chairman never heard nothing about what was going on with it. And that was one of the main reason of why the vote went away.
Did that get communicated to her?
I assume so.
Okay, but I mean, then you need to pick somebody, whoever you feel comfortable with.
That is also an inquiry we make with the individual.
Right, I notice it's on your agenda usually.
And there hasn't been much input in that regard.
Okay.
And my personal experiences with Devin and Logan have not been good. They don't respond to me at all.
They didn't respond to me either when I emailed them. So I don't think it's you personally. I just think this is what's going on with them.
That's not the way that should work.
I agree.
Should call it back to committee if they don't respond.
Well, Logan is the guy. Devin, he runs Rutland Regional Planning Commission. He's not really concerned with Wells's town plan. Logan is the guy that's involved. Everybody up there has a particular job. Like, we deal with Logan. We deal with Devin. I deal with another woman, that Maggie, that runs this LHMP plan. She also runs a mutual aid amongst the highway departments in Rutland County. There's 15, 20 people work there, and they all have their thing that they're doing in regard to operating the county in various towns.
Burke's still there too, isn't she?
Who's that?
Burke.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she's jumped ship. She's doing something different, but yes, she's still a viable part of the organization.
I guess my the way I would go about it is say, okay, these are your primary responsibilities as the primary person for the RRPC. Need to attend the meetings, need to report back, I mean, outline them. And so you need to have a working computer. You need to be able to attend, you need to be able to do all these things. You need to report back monthly or quarterly, whatever you want that to be. Set that forth right at the get-go, then discuss who that person, the right person would be for that. Who's able to say that they can adhere to all those things. And you have a primary and secondary. So both people can go. It's not saying only one person has to. Both people can still do it and make sure that between the two that it's covered.
All these calls that go to VLCT by one person, that person takes upon himself to do it and doesn't include the group onto it, or at least the chairman. That's one of the issues.
I just have to say, you have been nothing but rude to me, Fran. I have worked so much on this town plan. And yes, somebody needs to call VLCT because you guys have not been doing what you need to be doing. So just drop it, okay? I've had enough.
That's a good idea. We've dropped it. We're going to move along to Westlake Road. See what's going on at the lake. Are we satisfied? I mean, do we need to discuss this longer? I got nowhere to be till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So. Yeah. Let's move forward.
That's a good attitude. All right. Now, moving along to Westlake Road. I see we have a couple of the ladies that were here previously.
You spoke to me. I know you considered things. I just wanted to come and show my appreciation that you...
Well, we need to show your appreciation, or our appreciation to you girls, for putting the and Tammy and
there were a whole slew of people.
Right, I understand that, but
people, it's nice to do it. You
kind of got slid in the back door to do that because you happened to come to the meeting when we were talking about the flags in the cemetery, and somebody opened their mouth. He said, perfect. You're signed up.
I want to help again next year, too. It's nice to do that for the right causes.
Thank you.
And as far as I know, there was only one missed marker.
Where was that?
It wasn't a marker. They didn't have a marker.
Okay. That's not my read-all.
Okay.
All right, well, one, that's not bad.
It's like you're supposed to know. The guy was in the Army or the Navy or whatever.
But I just want to mention, seeing that this is on the agenda, we wanted to, we thought it was right be here because you're talking about it. But Linda Jensen would be here. It's just, I spoke to her twice today. She became ill yesterday. She thought she was feeling better, and then she had a relapse again late this afternoon. So if she says
We're good. Tell her to stay home. We don't need anybody else getting sick.
That's why she's not here, but she appreciates that you looked into things.
Anyways, I did talk to our Brian Sanderson. He's our highway department liaison. To lower the speed limit, we have to get a traffic study done. We may or may not be able to get some help on that from one of the fellows we were just talking about at Rutland Regional Planning. But we've chosen to change some signage, which Nora has ordered the signage. There will be two speed bumps installed, which will come out in the winter one way or the other, either with a snowplow or we'll take them out. But there'll be two speed bumps installed roughly somewhere around Lake St. Catherine Cottages, somewhere right in that area, and another one this side of Kyazza, somewhere maybe Boone's area, somewhere right there. There has to be signage with those. Those signs are ordered. We have some pedestrian signs as well to put up. And as soon as I catch up with our deputy, we have put a speed sign there. It's not presently working. The batteries died on it.
I thought it's solar.
It is, but the battery's still there after it charged 150.
This much rain, solar rain.
No, that's true.
Anyways, we are doing something for you.
Thank you.
That's where we're at.
Both sides of the road.
What's that?
Both sides of the road.
Yeah. Wouldn't be much sense of putting them on one side. Well, just drive around.
If you were staggered, well, okay.
I hadn't thought about staggering them, but. Well, the car.
I don't know, just a question.
But then they just drive around one and drive around the other. So you might as well just put them all across the road. You got to hit them.
My husband heard today from someone who does various types of construction type landscaping type work that the women of Westlake Road were complaining. But just to make a statement, I guess, it's a variety of individuals that are raising the speed.
Hey, stand strong. Don't back down.
There's in their cars. It's people doing work for other people. It's Amazon. It's FedEx. It's
a lot of dump trucks.
Yeah. It's just, but so we appreciate that. You're looking at the t-shirts.
Plus, Westlake.
The ironic part of the whole thing is the first year we hired the sheriff's deputies to do speed patrols, one of the, and I won't mention any names, one of the loudest mouths on Westlake Road bitching about the speed got the first ticket, and it was an SL2, which is there's SL1, SL2, and there.
I'm watching my speed.
An SL2 is about a $400 or $500 ticket. And she got the first one, and she came down here and screamed because she got a ticket. Previous to that, she'd been screaming because people were going too fast. Apparently, she admitted her own guilt.
You know, so mentioning the different trucks, you know. Today, it's surprising, and this vehicle wasn't going, I don't think he was going excessively fast. So I saw a W.B. Mason truck on Westlake Road.
Wow.
I was coming from town here, going home, and they must have come off Bullfrog. They must have. And I was like, W.B. Mason? We got a lot of stuff going on Westlake Road. You didn't see that?
Yeah.
Well, you do have a guy that runs a business out of his house, runs part of the family business out of his house.
Okay.
Your neighbor, Mr. Camara. He's working from home for whatever reason.
Okay. Well, I guess
I don't see it. All right. Believe it or not, I think that's the end of our list.
But Todd needs something?
He needs to sign the...
What's that?
Todd's here because he needs to sign the fireworks permit as well.
That is correct.
So I asked him to come up from the meeting.
Well, I don't know if he does this one.
It's a fireworks permit by law. I have to sign it.
Yeah, but I think it's, this thing is different.
If it's a fireworks permit.
Yeah, I don't remember.
We may not have a firework, actual fireworks permit yet. There's his federal explosive license. The state permit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it used to be.
It might be just permission first and then get the permit. I don't know.
This guy is the contractor he's doing. Okay. So
he's still.
I do not have
who hired him.
Right there it says it's
there it is right here.
Well, we didn't leave you a spot. I guess you guys are
she attached the letter.
Maybe just sign the bottom of that too.
Oh, I'm wondering if you throw me out or what would happen.
When I see it, I don't have it.
Huh?
When I see it, I don't have it on me.
Okay.
When you're working bingo.
Did you get that look, Tammy? Yeah. Okay.
Right now. We're sending tools to you next week. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have. That's all it's here.
Yeah, I'll sign it. So I know where it is. So.
Of course, you need to. That's the first one I've seen in years. And as far as I know, they've had fireworks every year.
Usually, it's on the 4 a.m.
Yeah,
no, it's still in our. It's in Wells.
They come off Cone's Point. It's still in the town of Wells. But from what I've heard, he's been filing with Pulteney, which I don't know why. Just maybe because he launches it from his camp.
No, he doesn't. He launches them from the barge, which is in Wells.
Nobody launches the barge from his camp. That's why he freaking abuses.
Well, he's also his clerk of that also.
All right, that's all we got.
I don't know. I'm waiting for you. Are you all set?
I'm good.
Are you all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion. We adjourn.
I would entertain that. Thank you all for coming. Yeah.